of Panthers Pulse, an inside look at the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League, exclusively at Panthers.com.
Our pro day tour through campuses in North and South Carolina makes a stop here in Chapel Hill, where the Tar Heels of North Carolina were having their pro day today. This is Mike Kraft from Panthers.com, along with my running mate Brian Strickland, senior writer for Panthers.com. And as we said, pro day underway, Brian. And one thing we know when we come to Chapel Hill, well, I know it's a homecoming for you, so besides seeing the Welcome Back Brian signs, you know one thing you're going to see when you come to Chapel Hill are a lot of fine athletes, and today was just a perfect example.
That was a nice touch, Mike. You know how they had the main sign entering campus with my name on it? It made me feel welcome and comfortable. But, yeah, I mean, great group out here as always, more than a dozen guys out here. You know, a lot of guys who hear their name called over the three-day draft. And I mean, that's been the case for years now with this program as far as having a lot of NFL-caliber talent.
Well, a lot of talent, a lot of scouts here looking at that talent. And normally it's the skill guys who attract all the attention. But here today, it was a tight end who really stole the show. Eric Ebron comes out and just has a spectacular performance. He didn't do a lot of the measurables, but once they started throwing the ball around out here in this field behind us, he really showed why he is the premier tight end in the draft.
Right. It's interesting you refer to skill guys, because he showed a lot of skill out here, despite not officially fitting in that category. But if you had squinted a little bit and didn't know better, you'd think it was a wide receiver on a couple of those routes. I mean, it was really eye-popping when they had five receivers, running back, tights, taking turns, catching passes from Bren Renner, and a couple of deep balls to Ebron had people kind of hooting and hollering on the sidelines. I mean, he's quite a prospect, the top player in this group, the tight end, and top tight end in the draft class.
Well, when you look at him, and I had a chance to speak with him, we'll hear that in a second, but I had a chance to speak with him, and when you look at him, it's really hard to sell yourself that you're looking at a tight end, because this guy has such a great skill set. He just moves flawlessly through the field and all the routes he was running. And at one point, it struck me that he called his shot. He asked all the scouts to back up because he wanted to show his ability to go deep. And I tell you, all along, Brian, he really put on a show.
He did, and he did that throughout his senior season, his final season here at Carolina, rather. And that's, you'll go back to the film at the end of the day, and that's why he's a top prospect in the first place. But then he gets the chance to come out here on pro day, just like he did at the combine, show everybody what he's all about. He talked a little bit afterwards about blocking. He's kind of that tight end in the Jimmy Graham mold that everybody wants these days, that is a great pass catcher. But the other thing is, obviously, there's still blocking responsibilities for tight end in this league. And he wanted to kind of show guys as much as you can out here that that's a part of his game, too. It doesn't allow it that much, but, you know, I mean, obviously, he's got the physique to do it.
Well, he did a great job in the drills that I saw, basically keeping his feet on the ground and really executing the block well. He has good hands. He had good fit there on the block. And I actually had a chance to talk to him about what exactly he wanted to show these scouts today.
Good?
Yeah. I tell you, what do you have left to prove? I mean, you're out here calling your shot and begging everybody back up, man. You're really into this, huh?
Yeah, this is my thing. This is my comfort zone, man. I love it. I love every minute of being out here. I had three simple drops, taking my eyes off it, lack of concentration, stupid mistakes. You know, you gotta be a professional. You can't do stuff like that. So, you know, obviously I still got work to do. And I plan on keep proving myself.
Well, proving yourself, I know your quarterback thinks highly of you, and it had to feel good to have him out here today.
Yes, definitely. This is one of the best moments out here. We sharing again before, you know, our last run at Carolina, and we just completed it. So, I mean, we dreamt about things like this, and now it's happening. We're just enjoying it.
Well, I've seen a few players with a combination of size and speed that you have. One guy that comes to mind, I know you're probably patting yourself after, Vernon Davis.
Right, yep, and I definitely love every aspect of his game. I try to display my speed and my talents, my hands on the post-corner route we ran. Also try to display my hands on the deep corner that we ran, kept it high. Obviously, it was no safety, so Me and my quarterback put a great script together, and we executed it.
Well, that deep corner that you ran, you made that look easy. And I could hear scouts who see a lot of players so almost gasp when you made that catch.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I look for. I look for, you know, completing the hard things and completing the easy things and just having an overall great day out here.
All right, good man.
Well, Brian, obviously, Ebron benefited from having his signal caller for the 4 years, Brent Renner, throwing to him today. Those two really work well together. And Renner had a chance on a different type of pace to show his skill set because, you know, at the combine, he'll throw a couple times and, you know, he'll have to wait and he'll throw and a lot of waiting. But here, he was the center of attention as far as quarterbacks go, and he showed really well in this workout.
Yeah, it was interesting to watch Ren Renner out here today. Took a an approach we don't see all the time. He was the only guy throwing out here, and he basically took over. He took charge. He said, "This is how we're going to do it." He was calling the shots, directing everybody, even spoke to the scouts as a group before he started throwing, explaining kind of the plan. Showed a lot of leadership, in effect, through that, and then he showed a lot of mobility. He made a lot of throws on the run. That was good to see. The other thing is, you know, scouts don't have a complete picture of him as much as he would hope because he missed the last five games of last season with a shoulder injury, ended up having to have surgery. It was this non-throwing shoulder, fortunately, but it cost him the last month, 2 months when you count the ball game of the senior season. So he's kind of playing a little bit of catch-up, and certainly it was a good step sign today.
Well, you talked about leadership. And see, that's the thing that you can see here at a pro day that you can't see at the combine where he's one of many
right. Quarterbacks.
As you said, he came out today and was really a leader on the field in leading those receivers through. And folks talk about a choreographed workout. But, hey, isn't football a choreographed game?
Yeah.
Because you're basically going with an idea of what you want to accomplish, and obviously things change. But out here today, he showed well. Now, you talked about injury. Another guy battling back from injury, it was his offensive tackle, James Hurst, who, you know, had misfortune right in our own backyard.
Yeah, and a lot of people were checking out what James Hurst did today because back at the combine, he was not ready yet to perform. He was there to do interviews, to meet with teams and that type of thing. But Hurst in Bank of America Stadium, as you mentioned, back at the Belk Bowl, the injury. What was the
broken
injury?
Leg.
Like? Broken leg.
Yeah.
Thank you. I had a break
leg.
There. It was like broken left leg and couldn't do those things at the combine because of that. Was hoping to be 100% for his pro day. Didn't really think he was 100%, but he was well enough to do everything with all eyes on him and show people a little bit what he's going to be about. He said he's probably a couple more weeks from being 100%. That works out for him in that now we'll go kind of to the individual workout, the in-house visits for these guys, and he should be 100% for some of those.
And we know from our recent past history with the Panthers that those individual workouts do mean a lot. And I know a lot of teams will come in and look at him. And you could see today he wasn't physically at 100%, but you definitely have to give him an A for effort and an A for courage because, you know, that was a bad break when it happened.
Yeah.
And just to see him fighting his way back, that's going to bode well with a lot of these scouts and teams. And you'll see him showing up on somebody's roster next year.
Yeah. He's going to be a guy that you expect to see drafted. And it is a tough call, I'm sure, in his shoes to think, okay, all these scouts are here. I want to show them what I've got, but I'm not 100%. You know, are they going to understand that? Are they going to realize that I'm not putting truly my best foot forward but still see the potential in me out here today? So it's kind of a tricky situation.
Yeah, well, speaking of linemen, the Panthers were represented out here. Travis Bond out here today. And certainly he's probably playing into the mix as far as linemen with the retirement of Jordan Gross and some things going on. So it was exciting to see him out here today.
Yeah, and I had a chance to talk to Travis. Fans might not know a lot about him. He joined the roster off the Vikings practice squad late last year. A year ago, he was out here taking part in Pro Day, and the Vikings ended up picking him in the 7th round. Panthers made a move on him. Interesting guy. Going to write about him on Panthers.com later today. Just kind of introduce fans further to him. You know, and it's going to be interesting to see how our offensive line shapes up. And he's a guy that can play guard or tackle, so it'll be interesting to see what his role is next season.
Well, I hope no lives were lost in that accident. Good gracious. But anyway, I don't know if you heard that in the background. But we're wrapping up here because it seems like every time I come to the triangle, get a little inclement weather, raining now. But certainly this is the next to the last stop. And looking ahead on Panthers.com, we're going to start some draft profiles coming up. We're going to look at all the positions in the draft and kind of highlight some guys coming up on Panthers.com. And certainly put this on your calendar, because next week we will be in South Carolina, and that is looking to be a big, big pro day with Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, there might be a few people there, Mike, as we go from one Carolina to the other. I know which one I think is the real Carolina, but I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay. Uh-oh, getting a little sticky out here. But you know what? I hope we'll be a little closer than we are right now. But you never know, because it's going to be a big crowd. And, of course, you know, hey, you can stay logged on to Panthers.com for all your draft news and information on your team. We'll have it right here on Panthers.com.